because I wrote this on there. Just want to make sure that's.
Come on, now the computer's not going to work. That's not good.
Insert your smart card.
Don't you love that? Mine does it to me all the time.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Garland from the Valley.
I'm Elizabeth from the Valley.
Hello.
And this is Natalie on mute.
I don't know. We'll get started.
We're starting in a couple of minutes.
This is Mike Hudson from Fish and Wildlife Service.
Morning, Chris. This is Erin.
Hello.
Are you feeling bold and assertive today, Chris?
Hey, Chris. Greg Taylor.
Oh, say it again.
My computer is not working, and that's where my notes are.
Well, I think we should just cancel the meeting.
No. What do you want the notes from?
Oh, just, you know.
Your comments on it.
Yeah. I mean, I could do it just fine without it.
Hi there.
Well, let's try and do attendance while you're...
Okay. Do we need to do it on the phone again?
What?
Do we need to do it on the phone again or not?
Because Erin has to actually get, because she can take notes now.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started and take attendance. Who's on the line? I know we kind of did this, but.
It's sometimes easier if you go by agency. Who do we have from NOAA Fisheries?
Diana's here.
Hello, Diana. How about from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service?
Mike Hudson.
ODFW?
This is Ryan Kutcher with ODFW.
Hey, Ryan.
Morning.
Are you the only one? I guess so.
I guess so.
How about from Willamette Valley Fisheries?
I'm Elizabeth Hall. I'm not the fisheries on Willamette Valley.
It's all right. All right.
Greg Taylor. Doug Garlitz.
Right, and Erin, you're on the phone. Anyone else?
This is Dan Spear, BPA.
All right. And then in the room, this is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
This is Andy Traylor.
Chris Walker.
Hi, Andy Traylor.
Hello,
you're just randomly.
Got Ian Chain here as well.
Oh, it's you again.
So Chris is trying to get his computer to work. So while he does that, we'll move through the agenda.
Thanks, Tammy.
Does anyone have anything to add to the agenda? All right, how about approval of the April Wolf Palm minutes?
So, I sent those out about a week ago.
Did everyone have a chance to review them? If not, you can always submit your comments. All right. Do you want to hold off approving those then until next month?
Sure.
Okay, then. We will wait until next month.
My computer's still not working.
So moving through action items, the first one was ODFW is to inform the group of harvest triggers and angling regulations related to counts of winter steelhead and spring chinook counts at Willamette Falls. This was actually Bernadette's action item. And she's not on the phone.
Yeah, an email did come in.
I think she's on vacation.
Will make it difficult to report.
An email did come in from Steve Marks that kind of got at that question. I don't know if that was her way of addressing that action item or not, but folks should take a look, and if they didn't receive that email, I can send it out to the group for folks to review in regards to harvest.
922 fish went over the falls, which is a lot, and so there's about 8,000 total now, and no changes in regulations is what I believe Mr. Marks said.
right, so maybe...
And Dan, that was actually 922 on Saturday and then over 3,000 on Sunday.
Okay.
Okay. Did it work?
No, but okay. I can wing it.
So the next one, form a task group to examine turbine maintenance periods. That was yours, Chris.
Right, so I'm actually tasked with forming a couple different task groups, one being related to re-examining our maintenance schedules for turbine outages. The focus or the interest primarily was with Big Cliff in Detroit and the North CNEM, although we might look at the others. And then the other task group was in relation to our trap operations that would ultimately be incorporated into the WFOP. In previous years, we've engaged folks from the region for their input, but we haven't really actively updated those sections extensively. So it was suggested we form a work group to kind of re-examine those as well.
Have you scheduled a task group meeting yet?
I have not scheduled that yet.
All right.
So Chris, how often is this, I mean, we have a task group for a single plant and an outage schedule? How long are we going to meet? I mean, I guess I'm wondering what we're going to do for...
So
literally something that should be hashed out in a single meeting in an hour.
Right. I mean, that's all a task group could potentially be. But right. I don't want it to just be me making that call in the room by myself myself and one other person. And so I guess what I would do would be to be more active in terms of who I make sure attends the task group to make sure that we get participation so that, you know, we're kind of all on the same page as where we're going. And yeah, it could be just an hour meeting.
Okay.
And the same with you know, looking at trap operations, that could be just an hour. As long as we have the right folks in the room, a lot of times that can be an issue.
All right, so let's get this scheduled maybe after the hatchery contracts are done. Then you could just schedule an hour or two after the WFPOM meeting and get through it. Because ideally, everybody would, in theory.
Right, yeah.
All right, so then the next one, looks like Dan took care of that. I'm determining.
Tammy, can we back up to 3.4?
Sure. Yes, looking to how spill is allocated across the outlet work spill bays to alleviate TDG issues.
And that's my action item, right?
Yes.
I have not done that yet. That entails looking at logs and talking to folks as to how we allocate spill, especially when we have a lot of water coming down the river.
Right, yeah, and Chris, sorry, this is Diana talking again. When it came up, it was specifically because we've addressed this issue before, talked about spilling over multiple bays, and the issue was the minimum gate opening. But now that we found ourselves, at least earlier in the spring, in a situation where we had tons of spill, I really wanted to know at what point, at what amount of flow, the minimum gate opening is no longer going to be restricting, if there is such an amount.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So
yeah, because clearly if we're trying to, you know, if we are only spilling a small amount, then that minimum gate opening becomes a problem, but maybe it's not limiting at some higher end.
Right, and I was going to look into that further. I know that we've had enough flow to the point where, at least through one gate, we're beyond that minimum gate threshold, but what I didn't know was if we would open one gate to achieve whatever flow we desired, or would we open multiple gates once we get beyond that minimum gate threshold? And that's what I don't know and need to look into, unless someone in the room or on the phone can answer that.
Hey Chris, why don't we just meet with Diana, as you know, I don't know, sometime very soon. We can just go over the rating tip, because it's real easy to sort of just lay it out, you know, and we can look at different scenarios.
That sounds good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Greg. And yes, it is a pretty easy to work out. That would be I think it would be a nice addition in the WFOP in future years. Of just, you know, once we get over this amount, then we know it's safe to start for multiple bays.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so moving on to 3.5. Dan, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I would characterize the stuff in italics just a little bit differently. Is it physically possible to do absent an O and M reason? Yes. Is that how we are planning to or want to operate the system? Not necessarily. And so I talked with some of our operators, for lack of a better phrase, and I hope that isn't a problematic phrase for people who are actually physically operating the system, but and what they got back to me with was they need some sort of modeling that would really say how much TDG is expected to be generated, you know, in the coming weeks or months, you know, based on what I guess we kind of have a runoff this year. So based on what inflows look like, and then what is the difference between a status quo operation and a different operation, and then they would need some sort of opinion of what that means in terms of the benefit to the species to change that. And so I understand that it's kind of hard to get that information right now because there's a lot of work being done on Columbia River EIS stuff, but that's what I'm looking for to move this forward.
So Dan, Ian here, I'll work with Selena here, the chief of ResReg, to see if we can get this done. And you're correct, we are kind of limited with staff because of all the stuff going on with FCRPS right now. But we can start working on that, or at least try to get back to you with a schedule and when we can get it done.
The next best thing might be to go back to the old annual water quality reports we do each year. And there might be a scenario where we can compare, you know, what flows look like at Big Cliff and Detroit, and look at gas level and to try to get at what we might see under different scenarios. It's probably not as fine-tuned as a modeling scenario, but we might be able to get a little more information on that.
So I have passed on some information, maybe not specifically that information, but I did pass on some stuff that I got from older water quality reports, and I think it's just the way that other kind of interim operations, for lack of a better phrase, are managed is with a very high level of specificity, and so that's what the people who'd be making not the decisions, but who would be operating differently, that's what they're used to, so that's what they'll be looking for. But anything could help. So if anybody has that old water quality stuff in there, that would be great. I can try to look for it as well.
Thank you. These next couple, I actually meant action items I meant to delete.
Kids are done.
Yeah.
All right, so 3.6 through 3.8, we do not need to discuss unless somebody has something to add. So, updates all yours, Chris and Andy.
So, you're first, Andy. With HMT updates?
Yes, we had HMT last week. Across the board, things are pretty much looking good. So in the Sandy Ams, Marion Forks, and South Sandy Am, the hatchery production's going well. We have a marking trailer arriving at Marion Forks later this week, it sounds like. Collection for adults is pretty low, as everybody knows. As of last week, Greg reported that they had 31 winter steelhead return to Minto, the last one being collected on May 5th. 2 summer steelhead had returned as of last week. Kind of the same story in the South Sandy Am. As far as the McKinsey goes, fish production's going well. They're prophylactically treating for BKD right now, but fish seem to be eating that treated feed, so that's going well. So last week, Chad reported that they had a new pump coming in for the cougar trap with hopefully install this week. Greg or Doug, do you have a more recent update for that one?
Yeah, I believe it's supposed to go in today, we hope.
Cool.
So sometime very, very soon.
Awesome. Sounds good. And then Fall Creek, things are still moving along. They collected their first Chinook, but unfortunately it was bitten by an otter. Doug, any more activity from that otter or the family?
Well, the otter is either evading us or he's gone away for the time being. I did walk around yesterday with the trapper and we went through scenarios about how to potentially trap the otters out of there. We're also, as of Monday, we've collected 6 Chinook and 6 winter steelhead at Fall Creek. That's where we are.
Cool. Sounds good. Thanks. And as far as the Middle Fork goes, things are going well with Dexter, and things are going well with Willamette as well. Just got a deal to open the Dexter trap on the 22nd of May, so 2 days ago. And then as far as Lieber goes, the hatchery there is downsizing their staff in correlation to the reduced numbers of fish that they're holding there, and they're going to continue outplanting those trout and stocking those throughout the rest of the year and kind of ramping down core production there at that facility. So that's pretty much all I've got, unless Ryan, you want to add anything?
No, thanks, Andy. No, nothing really to add. You summarized pretty well. Thanks.
Next on the list is HGMP updates.
Yeah, not much to report there. Lance has been at the last couple HMTs and kind of kept us apprised of what's going on there. They're drafting an EIS. He anticipates it going out sometime this summer, maybe late summer, and then looking towards early next year. We're hopefully wrapping up that process and getting approval.
This is for the Forest Spring Chinook HGMPs?
Yeah, sorry. Yep, the Forest Spring Chinook HGMPs
okay.
We submitted last year.
Okay. And so just make sure I heard you correctly, the EIS is being drafted right now and then would come out this fall?
Lance was, I think he was shooting for this sometime this summer, but could be late summer or fall. They've got a lot of
okay.
other HGMPs and biops they're working on
right
now, so we'll see.
Gotcha. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, it's in the works.
Next item is research or FPT updates. I don't know if anyone's on that can speak to that. All right. Water quality updates. Anything from water management or water quality wise? The only thing I had was we were going to initiate temperature operations June 1st, and then we are observing slightly elevated TDG levels. Around 110 to 115 below some of the projects. And then for flow updates, we're full all over the place. Only news at this point that I have is Hills Creek, some gate work's gonna be going on there, so we'll be begin drawing that down.
Yeah.
Do you recall when that's gonna start?
I think that's July 15th is when we start the work,
okay.
So we're gonna be drawing down probably pretty soon. And then Cougar and Blue River are also being repaired, their gates, so we're going to be drawing down there also.
Right.
So, but they're a little bit later on in the summer.
Okay.
So, we'll be using those for most of the augmentation.
Nice.
So.
Next item, pit and pit update, ODF&W. Bernadette typically gives that. Ryan, I don't know if you've heard anything or not.
No, I do, let's see, yeah, no, for this week, no change. There's been, in the number of sea lions, there's been 20 to 30 reported at the falls, by the observers. Otherwise, no change. They did report, one or more sea lion into the Clackamas River as far up as Riverside Park, which is River Mile 5. Which is interesting.
Thank you.
May I ask kind of an ignorant question? I know if memory serves in the past, there's been some pinniped harassment measures, for lack of a better phrase. Has there been any efforts to bother the pinnipeds this year?
That's a good question. I believe so, but to be quite honest, I'm certainly not the person to give a good update on this topic,
okay.
Other than what I'm reading out of an update. So I
okay.
believe so. I know we have observers there. I believe there's also some harassing taking place, but I'm not certain of that.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, sorry, this is Diane again. Dan, I have some reports from prior years too, where they had some pretty intensive harassment work and information about the level of response there. So I can forward those to you just for comparison.
Okay. I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, next item, BP updates. Any more info?
We're all doomed. Anything else?
No. Any other updates in regards to the Cougar Fish Facility? Fall Creek?
Actually, going back to Cougar, Greg, we were talking about that oil-water separator work scheduled to be wrapping up around the 27th, but it sounded like it may get pushed back a little farther. Is that still the case?
Anything? Yeah, the last date I heard, June 6th, but it's been bouncing all over the place,
all right,
to be honest.
I guess staying on Cougar, I did want to briefly mention the recycling protocol at the fish trap this year. It sounds like at HMT we're doing the same thing that we've done in previous years. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what's in the disposition plan. It is for unclipped adult Chinook coming back to Cougar to tag them, to recycle them down below, and if they return a second time, to outplant up above the dam, which is a deviation from what's in the WFOP. So really we need a change form for that, right, Chris?
Well, it'd be an MOC.
Or an MOC, sorry.
I mean, if we think it's something temporary, but if we're gonna do it every single year, ultimately we'll wanna incorporate it into the fish operations plan. So at least we'll need some sort of documentation that we're doing it again this year.
Right.
So, I don't know if that would be ODFNW, since they're the proponent, or would that be you as the chair of HMT?
Well, I think because ODFW is proposing it, ODFW would be the one that writes that MOC. Is that how
it's the same as last year.
Tammy?
Yes, that would be correct. The agency that is requesting the deviation from the WFOP criteria would write the MOC. They would send it to Chris for getting properly numbered and distributed, but the information they need to put into that document. Without it, we should be following what's in the WFOP.
And then that would also allow folks to comment again if they wanted to as well.
Correct.
That's all I have for Cougar.
So Ryan and Diana, you might want to pass along, if they're serious about wanting to do the recycling, we need that document submitted, otherwise we will do what's in the WFOP.
So you need an MOC from Lance, is what you're saying? Sorry if I'm not tracking quite correctly.
From whomever is requesting that we recycle fish at Cougar, that
okay.
is different from what is in the WFOP currently.
It's been kind of a joint request. I mean, Jeff Diller is driving it, but Lance has supported it in the last couple of years.
Then they can get it written.
Okay.
Any more on Fall Creek updates?
Natalie was on mute, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah. Is Natalie still on?
She was on mute.
Yeah, I'm still on.
Any news?
No, they're just working away on construction. I went down last Friday and kind of saw the operation. So I just have a question for Doug and Greg. How I kind of looked at what, you know, the site. Do are you able to still get that truck in there?
Yeah, it's a dance, Natalie. We coordinate with them daily on our ingress and egress. And full PPE to everybody. If you're on site, hard hat, glasses, high vis vest, steel toe, boots. But yeah, it's a coordinated dance.
Okay, because it looked a little difficult to me when I saw the arrangement. So I just want to make sure you guys are okay. Thank you for coordinating daily with them. That's appreciated by me.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Thank you for your concern, Natalie.
All right. Moving on to coordination notification forms, we had one for this month in regards to the Fall Creek Fish Facility and operations in 2018. We're going to be doing work during collection season, so I believe it impacts a couple weeks. I sent that out. There was a two-week comment period. I did not receive any comments on that. So.
Yeah, Chris, that's because we reviewed and we had essentially no comments or no problems with that plan.
Okay, perfect.
And can I add one more thing actually to the agenda here, that now that I see it, were we going to, I guess there was a two-day outage or a very brief outage at Detroit?
I was just going to mention that. So, both units went offline a couple of days ago. Basically, things broke, so they had to be pulled offline. One went on back online, I think, yesterday. I think that maybe they both went back online yesterday. So it was about a two-day outage, at least with the unit being offline. There was a slight increase in TDG, but not much. It went from 113 to 117. So.
Okay, great.
All right, moving on to the fish operations plan. I posted the final fish operations plan on the website, so if you want to go there for access or to take a look, feel free. The link's in the agenda itself. I'm still working on one of the appendices, but other than that, that's what we're rolling with. However, just keep in mind we can submit change forms throughout the year and address them at this forum. So any questions on that? All right. Last item, task group updates. Andy kind of went through HMT already, so I don't think we really need to add anything there.
Nope, I don't have anything else on that one.
Summer Steelhead work group, I think I said I was gonna pull it off last month, but I didn't. Obviously, we're not addressing that issue. And for the Swift flow task group, I don't think anyone's online to talk about what's going on there.
Chris, I'm actually part of that group, and I can just really briefly, there's not a whole lot going on. We're going to have a meeting in early June to hear more from the basin allocation team on what's going on their end, but we'll be circling back to this, or I guess there is an activity this month, and we'll be circling back to it next month.
All right, thank you. That's all that's on the agenda. Anything else that folks want to bring to the table? All right. We will reconvene next month. Thanks.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Danny. Thanks, everyone.
Okay. So, Yaman, we should pause the recording.